The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do.
Welcome to the show, folks. Here we are at the Trump phenomenon on June 2nd, 2017. I'm James Kelso in this live program tonight, joined by George in Maryland. Hi, George.
James, great week. Yeah, it's too much of your thunder, but I'm still enjoying the heck out of this Kathy Griffin event. I really do think this is a major, major mirror image of the deplorables event 11 months ago. This is never going to go away. I mean, she was on the air today bawling and crying that, why are these people so mean to me? All I did was chop off Donald's head and hold it up. My own mother doesn't like me anymore, and she watches Tucker Carlson on TV.
Well, what we're getting, this is a gauge, folks, of the of how big your victory was. The left's meltdown, freak out, a reaction to the election of Donald Trump is their way of telling you how important what you accomplished is. And this, you're right, George, this will continue. This meltdown will continue as leftists maybe more aware of how much the Trump victory has meant defeat for them. They may be more aware of this than generally we patriots are. We're used to losing. We're used to being on the outside, so we have a different reaction. The left is used to winning, and they are not used to taking it in the teeth. That's what has happened with Donald Trump, and so they are really melting down. Now, somebody that melted down today, yesterday, French President Emmanuel Macron. Now, remember, Donald Trump was quite a gentleman towards Macron. In meetings with him, he was very cordial, shook his hand repeatedly and at length. And the New York Times, so desperate for a story, they actually said that the long handshake was 5 seconds. That's long. And it was for cameras. Cameras were clicking, so the two men were shaking so that the cameramen could all get their shot. Okay, and they tried to manufacture that into a story that Donald Trump and Emmanuel Macron, Donald Trump was doing his usual bully tactics of trying to crush another man's hand and wrench his arm off his shoulder.
Not hard to do with Macron. Who's,
and they said, and they were, yeah, and it was just pure lying. I mean, they said it was white knuckle. You could see their knuckles were white. No, you couldn't, folks. It was a normal handshake. You could see Macron grimacing and locking his jaw. No, you couldn't, folks. The two men were smiling at each other and shaking each other's hand. Well, anyway, but now, so Donald Trump, quite a gentleman to Macron. But then Donald Trump yesterday, this is a tremendous day in American history. June 1st, Donald Trump withdraws from the Paris Accord. Of course, Paris, you know, Macron's capital. Macron really comes unglued yesterday and today. And so here's the story. French President Emmanuel Macron offers refuge to American climate scientists.
Is it really the headline?
Yes.
Refuge to climate scientists. So Heidi Cohen, Heidi, go to France.
Yeah, you can't make this up, folks. Dateline, June 2nd, just 1 hour after Donald Trump announced that he was withdrawing the United States from the Global Climate Accord negotiated in Paris, saying that he was, quote, elected to represent the citizens of Pittsburgh, not Paris, unquote, the new French president, Emmanuel Macron, offered refuge in France to American climate scientists. I mean, what is this? This is sick. This guy's a nut. His brain, his brain is boiling over in a 3 minute, in a 3 minute address to the American people. Oh, I hope I've got it here in this link. Oh, I do. Oh, good. He's talking in English. Streamed live from the Elysee Palace, Macron offered hope for the future and a message of solidarity that seemed to echo those. Oh, now this is a left wing site. Okay. Those once delivered by American presidents to captive nations suffering under the yoke of dictatorship or aimed at resistance fighters in an occupied country. Okay, let's listen to him. This is funny. I've never heard him in English. Let's see what he does here. I thought I was going to have to play this in French. Here he is. I hope it works.
Speculating that it's possible that this deal falls apart.
I wish
either of you.
Okay, let me just
take that one.
Certainly,
we're
close. We're close. I just need to squelch some audio that's coming from somewhere else. Here it is right here. I think if I squelch this, we're going to be okay. Boy, I'll tell you, some of these websites now, they've got so much going on, they're dysfunctional. All right, here we go. Let's try them again. Here he is.
Into this. They want to prop up the price.
Oh, got another one. We'll get to it, folks. We'll get to it.
I believe you, and I'm thinking that Marine Le Pen somewhere, they had to pick her up off the floor. She was laughing so hard.
Yes. Yeah. This is pathetic. And I'll just read you the text. Tonight, I wish to tell the United States, France believes in you. The world believes in you. I know that you are a great nation. I know your history, our common history. Well, this is pathetic. To all scientists, engineers, entrepreneurs, responsible citizens who were disappointed by the decision of the President of the United States, I want to say that they will find in France a second homeland. I call on them. I mean,
it's lazy stars all over again.
This is wonderful. I call on them, come and work here with us to work together on concrete solutions for our climate, our environment. I can assure you, France will not give up the fight. At the end of his remarks, the French president made it crystal clear that his message was intended as a rebuke of not just his American counterpart's decision, but his entire worldview. I call on you to remain confident, Macron said, standing in front of the flags of both France and the European Union. We will succeed because we are fully committed, because wherever we live, whoever we are, we all share the same responsibility. Oh, no, you're not going to believe this next phrase, folks. Make our planet great again.
Well, there you go.
Oh, come on. This guy is a... this guy is a
pipsqueak. Make our planet great again.
Make our planet great again. What pipsqueak rhetoric. Macron's social media team made sure that closing rejoinder to Trump and Trumpism was not missed by those lacking the strength and the stamina to make it to the third minute of his speech. His Twitter team assembled a huge banner that's about the size of your whole screen that says "Make our planet great again."
Well, I hope all the people in France who wasted their vote on this jackass are listening closely. That is, Monsieur Macron is your president, and he is an imbecile. France, you should be in mourning.
Yeah, and right after this tweet from this twit, Emmanuel Macron, Donald Trump tweeted back, let's see, 2 hours later, he tweeted, "Make America great again." So that's wonderful.
Good for you, Don.
Yeah, good for him. And the
I just have an image in my mind of James, of Charles de Gaulle getting on, you know, Radio France Internationale and going, I'm going to make the planet good again. It just ugh.
Yeah.
How far then, America has fallen and France has fallen even further.
Yeah. And then here's this left wing. Now, I'm going to go to another story here about how much we, the Patriot people, have now regard the press as the enemy. And this particular website from which I'm reading this, called TheIntercept.com, obviously very left-wing, as is 90-plus percent of the media. Here's their explanation. Trump, whose beef with climate scientists might actually stem from his deep dismay at no longer being allowed to use aerosol hairspray...
Responsible journalism there, James. Can I go out and get a subscription to Intercept?
Now there's another story I want to get to here that, there's just a whole lineup of great stories here. I think I found the offending audio here. But let me just go across the top of my computer screen with just what I picked. It's just all happening. Every day there's so much of this great news. Let me just go across the top of my screen here with just some of the things I gathered. One, I want to, just echoing our thoughts yesterday, this is a column by a columnist named Dellingpole, and I've forgotten his first name, but he says, that Paris speech just made Trump great again. Now, that's in Dellingpole's eyes, but the let me just read this, just a couple things. It was, he said this speech, and for Dellingpole, who was having some doubts about Trump, not shared by us here on this show, but he was having some doubts. He said this speech cured my doubts. He said it was that great. He says it was inspirational because it articulated better than any world leader has ever done before, why environmentalism is in fact such a harmful creed. Rather than get bogged down in the quote-unquote science of climate change, an elephant trap so arranged by climate alarmists to make anyone who disagrees with them look ignorant or anti-science, he cut to the chase and talked about the important stuff that hardly ever gets mentioned by all the other politicians for some reason, the fact that the climate change industry is killing jobs. He talked about lost jobs, that's a quote from Trump, lower wages, and shuttered factories, unquote. He listed what the effects of implementing the Paris Agreement would be by 2040 on key sectors of the U.S. economy. Paper manufacture, down 12%. Cement, down 23%. Iron and steel, down 38%. Coal, down 86%. It was simple, and it was brilliant. Here was Trump. This is just 30-minute speech yesterday, I told you, was one of the greatest ever delivered by an American. Here was Trump talking to his voter base, feeling American workers' pain and telling them, I won't abandon you. I won't sell you down the river. Whatever the global elite may want, this is his thought, not his actual words, and however much they try to bully me, you people come before all this green crap. That's Dellingpole's summary of the message he was communicating. And this also has the virtue of being true. Sure, the actual figures may be guesstimates, but there's no question that the tenor of his argument is quite accurate. Climate regulation, like the Paris Agreement, makes energy more expensive, slows economic growth, and kills jobs, especially in the heavy industrial and fossil fuel sectors. And then he goes, compare this with the other world leaders, Merkel, May, Macron, Turnbull. Not one of those charlatans, that's the Australian, dares tell the truth about the global, there's a missing word here, I think it's climate change industry, that it's a racket which achieves nothing but simply transfers wealth from Western nations to countries like India and China. The other clever thing about that speech, there's some missing words here, so I'll have to fill them in from my memory, of course, is that he kept us guessing. Because, you know, remember, tremendous drama, not telling, saying, I'm going to make an important announcement about Paris, whether or not I'm going to withdraw from that. whether America would withdraw. And then Delling poll says, kept us guessing, me included. I thought he was going to fudge it much more than he did, that he'd end up compromising to please Ivanka. But with this speech on Paris, President Trump has delivered. Just when even some of his fans were starting to doubt him, he has made his presidency great again. So,
well, those were my thoughts two nights ago. Going, yep. There's your 100%. I mean, there can't be a nationalist alive anywhere in the world today who does not like this.
Yeah. And it's the magnitude of this can't be overstated. Let me just check make sure I'm tuned in here to any phone calls coming in at 800-313-9443. We'll endeavor to get your call on the air if you call in. So this is a live show sponsored by the American Freedom Party, all too infrequently mentioned on this show for lack of time. We do run a good, very good ad, so you hear a good promo for joining or supporting the American Freedom Party at theamericanfreedomparty.us. It's a great political effort that we've been. It's got some continuity to it. It's got some great names on its board of directors that you can some great things. Go ahead and read at theamericanfreedomparty.us. You might want to join. If you can't join, find a way to support the American Freedom Party, and please also support this show. All your contributions to this show go towards paying for the show. I come up with $500 every month to pay for the show. If you send in something, it helps me, and we get this. We'll run this show for 8 years throughout the entire Trump presidency, and then we'll reevaluate at the end of the Trump presidency.
In the meantime, send money.
Yeah, but 8 years from now, I'll tell you what. There may be so many wonderful possibilities that Donald Trump has opened by then. Maybe this show will be a big, big show, and who knows? But let's go across the top of my screen. Stocks closed at all-time highs. The U.S. economy added 138,000 jobs last month. The Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ all hit record highs today. Bingo. Next tab. Hungary's leader, that's Viktor Orban, said Soros's criticism of his government, his nationalist government, is a declaration of war. Soros has accused Prime Minister Viktor Orban of running a corrupt mafia state. Of course, what it is just a populist state where the Hungarian people are saying, make Hungary great again, and they're putting barbed wire on their border against the invasion, the immigration invasion. The Orban alleged that the Hungarian-American investor was paying agent-like networks of non-governmental organizations to enforce his policies, including the promotion of migration into Europe and Hungary. This is a declaration of war, Orban said on state radio. We are facing a financial speculator who has made a lot of money while plunging many into poverty. So this is great. He says, I am full of admiration for the courageous way the Hungarian people have resisted the deception. And let's see here. Orban, blah, blah, blah. Well, anyway, the great story. Let's go to the next tab. Okay, here's a little bit of bad news. Ireland has just elected a prime minister, Leo Varadkar, who is both gay and half Indian, East Indian.
You don't have to say much more, James.
So, you know, to all my Irish brothers and sisters whose ancestors fought and died for independence for Ireland. Oh my gosh!
Having Bobby Jindal as a frickin' governor of Louisiana. God help us.
Yeah. So, but we'll come back with some more really good stories right after this break. Stay tuned.
We are are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them, and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Mama said to me, any man can be a fool.
We're back, folks.
It's hard to be.
And let me just wrap up the unfortunate Irish story. I just looked this fellow up, Leo Varadkar. His father was a doctor from Mumbai, which is the renamed Bombay, India. And he came to England in the 1960s, saw a cute-looking white girl, no doubt, and that's as a nurse, and that became Leo Varadkar's mother, she being Roman Catholic Irish, and I don't know what Father Varadkar was religiously, probably Hindu, and anyway... Leo Varadkar, who is openly gay and claims to be Roman Catholic, is now the prime minister of the Taoiseach, as it said in Ireland's Parliament. So let's move on to another less discouraging story. But this illustrates, folks, that the Trump Revolution, our Irish kinsmen. Are, you know, they're just as smart as we are. They are our cousins. And look how the dice rolled for them. You know, we almost got Hillary Clinton. We almost got, in effect, Leo Varadkar. So, you know, better luck next time to our Irish cousins. They need a Donald Trump. They need to get on the Trump train. So maybe a few years of Leo Varadkar will cause them to get that.
Just a couple of weeks ought to do it.
Yeah, get that organized. Let's look at some more stories here. Here's an amazing one. Joe Scarborough is just like Emmanuel Macron. Joe Scarborough is having a mental breakdown on his show every day, hours, endless hours, bashing Donald Trump. His latest theme is that Steve Bannon is the real president. Now, what is he trying to do with that? He's trying to drive a wedge between Bannon and Trump by constantly saying, "You're not the real president, Donald Trump. You're being manipulated by Steve Bannon." Ha 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 ha. Good try, Joe Scarborough, you punk. I mean, this guy has really exposed himself. I think he's now like Wolf Blitzer or Anderson Cooper. I think Joe Scarborough has good credentials here as a CIA agent, as an operative. I mean, he's such a snake. It's as if somebody is paying him. So Scarborough, that's what I think of you. You're an operative for somebody, and you're part of this media. We're going to get to this story in just a second. What the American people think of you and the media? Let's see here. There's a story on that at Breitbart. I'll skip that one. We may come back to it. The New York Times is picking up the same theme. Trump's climate decision is a victory for Steve Bannon and Scott Pruitt. Again, trying to drive a wedge, trying to anger Donald Trump by saying, "You didn't make the decision. Oh, it was really Steve Bannon." Well, Steve Bannon, of course, great patriot. And Donald, it's not going to work. They've tried this before. Steve Bannon has weathered that. I think he'll weather it again. Cheap shot by these punks in the media. Let's see. Here it is. Here's what I was looking for. 60% of Trump voters see the media as enemies to people like them. Huffington Post, they call it now the Huff Post. Huff, H-U-F-F. They renamed it. What the heck? A YouGov poll released Wednesday found that 83% of Trump voters believe the media is hostile towards them, with 60% saying the media is an enemy. Wow. This is an uptick from February when 51% of Trump voters thought the media is an enemy. Well over half. Now look at this. Talk about the country being split. You know, this really, people have chosen sides here. Well over half, or 68% of Hillary Clinton voters say the media are an ally or friendly to people like them. Now get this contrast. Oh, also, men are more likely to see the press as hostile, with 49% of the whole nation, everybody, seeing the press as enemies to people like them. And also older people like me. Over half, or 57% of Americans aged 65 and older, I'm 68, said the media is an enemy to them. And I'm going to give you the contrast between Clinton voters and Trump voters. You're not going to believe how wide the gap is. We'll be back in a moment.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
extend your life with ExtendoVite.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number 2, keep it today.
We're back, folks. We've got three callers hanging here on the line. Scott in California, Jeff in Chicago, and Tom in Florida. We'll get to all three of you. Thank you for calling. And let me just play this laughable audio from Emmanuel Macron, who just beat Marine Le Pen for the presidency of France. But Marine Le Pen really has got him scared now, got him on the run. Here is Emmanuel Macron saying, make our planet great again. Oh, thanks. Here we go.
Remain confident. We will succeed. Because we are fully committed. Because wherever we live, whoever we are, we all share the same responsibility. Make our planet great again.
Okay, Scott in California, what's on your mind?
Hi, fellas. I just like to say that I'm happy that Trump did this with the Paris agreement. But you know what? With that, for so long, we've been in negative territory. All it's done is brought us up to zero from negative territory. Now let's do something positive as a result of this. I suggest, I would really love to see the chemtrail and comtrail poisoning of our air cease, as in stop. as positive, tangible aspect to the Paris climate control by Trump getting the United States out of that terrible agreement which we were party to for so long. You know,
Scott, hang on. Go ahead, Jamie. I hear you. Yeah, the Paris Agreement actually has never been in effect. It was set to go into effect in later in the year. It was signed only 1 year ago by Obama. So we were bound to this turkey, and you know I appreciate that you understand it, your comment that this is great. I would say it's even greater than it may appear to people. It's more than getting us back to zero. This is, and the reason you're seeing all of these people like Joe Scarborough and Kathy Griffin have complete nervous breakdowns, and Emmanuel Macron.
Horrible people.
Yes, but you can measure the effectiveness of your of what you've done. Not only by your own supporters and your own by the patriot reaction, you can also gauge it by the enemy reaction. And the enemy, the fact that the enemy is having a bigger freak out about this latest action by Donald Trump than anything else he's done, is just one measure of how great, how huge this is going to be for your mind.
Absolutely. Jamie, I understand he's fighting the deep state. And everything he's trying to do, he's being opposed at every corner, But getting back to again, we've just arrived at zero now, which is positive. But we've got to go positively now and get rid of these chem and chemtrails. I hope he's listening. Does he really want his children to breathe, or do we want our children to breathe this crap? And this is all Monsanto stuff.
Yeah, but let's let this action by Donald Trump stand on its own. Let's appreciate it for what it is.
Fukushima thing. It's too late for my Pacific Ocean. It's too late for that. Okay. We've allowed Japan to just radioactivate and destroy all the marine life. I'm no tree hugger. Don't get me wrong at all. Not at all.
No, I'm not mistaken.
Zero. Now I want to go forward positively with other positive acts by this good president.
All right. Well, Scott, love you, brother. And Northern or Southern California? Northern or Southern California?
Central, in mountains of Central.
Ah, okay. Merle Haggard country. All right.
Well, no.
Thank you.
In the mountains. In the mountains,
well,
that's all.
Merle was just, he was at the foot of the mountains there in Bakersfield.
That's Bakersfield, brother.
All right. Okay. All right. Thanks.
Thank you, Scott. Go get him.
All right. Let's go to Jeff in Chicago. Jeff, what's on your mind?
Good evening, George and James. I have two topics, but the quick one is the line yesterday that turned my head when I was eating a cheeseburger at Wendy's watching this was, "I represent the people of Pittsburgh, not Paris."
Beautiful.
I enjoyed that too.
That's going to go down as another great Trumpism. Okay, it was.
Yeah.
He summed it all up, and that's what people love about him.
Yeah, he really connected with that. And then Jeff, let me give you this. I was giving you the latest polling on how America is reacting to the press to this meltdown by the Joe Scarborough hired paid agents of change. 83, get this, the Huffington Post, 83% of Trump voters think that the press, the controlled press, is an enemy. Clinton voters, only 11% think it's unfriendly or an enemy. This is a complete divide. You rarely see a poll, a division, a Grand Canyon chasm like this between two halves of the American people. And remember, those Clinton voters represent half of the people inside the borders of the United States. Go ahead.
Which leads me into my second point, the Kathy Griffin affair. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
She did this thing that was so over the top that, I mean, I even, like, blinked. I thought, oh, my God. And they're saying, oh, well, you know, people did Obama and FHG. Well, no celebrity did that to Obama. She did this to Trump, okay? And it was so over the top that she ostensibly apologized the next day when the backlash came. But it was fake.
No, but, yeah, was no, so no, today I didn't see it, but I had listeners to the show call me and tell me that Kathy Griffin dug her hole even deeper today.
Right, with she doubled down with her lawyer, Lisa Bloom, the bottom-feeding ambulance chaser that so happens to be representing all of these other women that are suing Trump for harassment over the last 15 years or so. You know, oh, by the way, Alex Jones said that Lisa Bloom, she's the daughter of that other bottom-feeding ambulance chaser, Gloria Allred.
Oh, really? You know,
yeah.
That's funny. Somebody called me and said, well, her attorney was there, and I said, well, was it Gloria Allred? She said, no, it was someone named Bloom.
Yeah, that's
well,
her daughter.
Allred's... Okay, that's good.
All right, so she's doubling down. She's whining. Alex Jones had about a great 10-minute clip today. She said he shows the video where she's whining about she's always been oppressed by older white guys signing her checks, all right? In other words, he points out, he's like, wait a minute. There's a lot of comedy clubs in this country owned by blacks and Hispanics and Asians and that, but you're complaining that some guy hires you and signs a check for you to perform, and you're saying you're oppressed by him? These people are not in reality. They are off the reservation. And
yeah,
I like it. I do like doing
this. It's a great
measure.
Because
it's showing the rest of us how nut jobs they are.
Yes, and it's also showing the magnitude of our victory. This is hard. It's going to take us months, probably years, to readjust ourselves to actually winning. And,
exactly, because it's been going on for 50 years. We have been under assault for 50 years at least since I was a teenager in the 60s. All right, so now the tide, it started with Reagan. We had a little setback with the Bush cabal, but now we're back. We're back, and it's going to happen, and... that's what I'm saying.
Very good, Jeff. Well said. And the carry on, brother.
All right, buddy.
Thank you. To encourage Jeff and all the rest of us here on the show, here's another gauge. You know, talking about, you know, how do you measure whether you're winning or losing and so on. Here's a gauge of the fact that we're winning. At Breitbart, which is now my number one source for picking up every day's news, when you look at the articles at Breitbart.com, look at the number of comments on each article. It's mind-boggling. Folks, articles here that have only been up 24 hours with 13,000 comments. Not 13,000 views, not 13,000 likes, 13,000 comments in 24 hours. Oh, my, do I like that.
It's a lot like the rolling commentary at Trump rallies.
Yeah, and the controlled news, Joe Scarborough and all these other clowns, they can't, you know, they have websites, they have articles. Look at how many comments they have. 75, 50. Whoa, 13,000 comments at Breitbart. Common to have 5, 6, 7,000 comments on articles at Breitbart in 24 or 48 hours. So the my gosh, here's one here's a Ted Cruz article. Ted Cruz busts Elon Musk for flying his own private jet while lecturing Trump on global warming. Elon Musk, yeah.
How about Barry Obama flying all around getting 400,000? Was it 400 million? I don't know how much he gets just for appearing. Good Lord!
Yeah. Cruz mocked Musk's outrage, pointing out that he regularly travels around the country in his own private jet. If the billionaire CEO was so dedicated to reducing the world's carbon output, Cruz said, he would choose to fly commercial planes rather than his own private planes. He says, here's Ted Cruz's tweet. Well done, Ted Cruz. In support of Paris, California billionaires pledge to never again fly private. We'll only fly commercial. And he says, blah, blah, blah. not, he didn't quite make his point there, but missed his grammar a little bit. So the but the, my point being here is that great article story on Ted Cruz has 13,000 comments. Folks, we're looking at mass media. That's mass media at Breitbart. And so they're sweating bullets at these controlled media outlets where they can't get a response, anything like that.
James, even more of a symptom, reading in multiple places about Dish and DirecTV are having their... they're staring down the barrel of not too many years from now just completely going out of business. That's for a whole lot of reasons, but in general, cable, I mean, you see the ESPN meltdown. The reason that cable and these dishes and these and the big subscription TV is having problem, it's not because of any technology. It's the miserable quality of all their liberal crap TV. People going, why do I spend $100 a month for CNN to tell me I suck, and
right.
or to watch, you know, we'll just say that televised sports is hideously anti-white.
Yes.
And people are whites are getting fed up with it and not paying for it, and now they're you know, I got rid of my Dish some months ago, and they were practically on their hands and knees begging me to come back. So I get rid of television altogether, like you have, James.
Yes. The here. Let's go to our good friend Tom in Florida. Tom, what have you got for us tonight?
Yeah, James. Good evening to you and George. Yeah, to your last caller, Jeff. Chicago's getting better, Jeff. You only had 49 shootings over the weekend, so that's the good news. Can you hear me, James?
Yeah,
James.
And
49. Yeah. My goodness.
Hold on, James. Let me talk for a minute. First off, what's going on when you talk about the Irish guy in Ireland? Well, the one good thing about that, he's gay, and so some Irish woman don't have to worry about getting impregnated by him. That's the good news about that. He'll have some white Irish men who might have to worry about it. But another thing, James, I want to talk about, you're talking about this BDI Max Headroom-looking Joe Scarborough and Monica Zerinsky, the one that says the Morning Jews. Remember that a year and a half ago she said, had a big thing about, she called the show not the Morning Joes, the Morning Jews. I'll never forget that one.
I remember that one.
But James, and here's what I want to talk about. Your last card, Jeff, was talking about this Kathy Griffith. She's talking about white men. What? I mean, if that's not appalling in itself, there she's trying to hang out ahead of our president, where I think she should be arrested and put in prison for what she did, because I guarantee anybody else would have done that to Obama, they would be in jail right now. And no, the way they're covering this up is a disgrace. But, you know, James, the real reason I did call you other than that was the Sanctuary City thing that's going down in Texas. I know you heard about that last week where the congressman called ICE to come arrest all these illegals protesting. What is going on with the fact of Sanctuary Cities? That's totally illegal, and anybody who's aiding and abetting these people, these mayors, these police chiefs, should be put in jail. That's when I really know Donald Trump has turned the tide. Crimson tide is coming. That's what I know.
Now, also, this is good news. I don't have this story in front of me. So, again, maybe a caller in tomorrow's show can develop this further, or maybe we can squeeze it into our last segment. But apparently, Donald Trump's travel ban from Muslim countries is from specific countries, which are largely Muslim. It's not specifically a Muslim ban, but it's a Muslim from countries that are dysfunctional states with Muslim populations. That is now going to the Supreme Court. So here, that's going to end.
You are correct, James. That was all over the media.
Yeah. So let's look.
James, did you hear about Barry Sortero Obama bought an $8 million home right down the street from the White House?
I saw that.
$300,000 wall around it. And now the biggest news that's going on, James, you're not talking about, maybe you'll talk about it now, is the Bilderberg Trilateralists are in Virginia in a walled community, a walled compound. I don't know. I guess there's like 400 or 500 security agents. And the Bilderberg Trilaterals are all walled in, but they want to open borders all over Europe. Drudge is talking about that now. They want to flood these white countries with all these devils. But in the meantime, these Bilderberg Trilaterals, schweinharts, okay, the schwine, are telling you to take all these, flood Europe and America. But in the meantime, they want to live in their walled-off castles like Barry Sotero, Hussein Obama.
You got it, Tom. Okay? Thank you, Tom. Thank you,
Tom. The Bilderbergs are in Virginia, and you know what?
Yes. I'm going to talk about
that.
I'm going to talk about that in just a moment. Thanks, Tom. Thanks, Tom. All right. Yes. Yeah, thank you, Tom. The Bilderbergers are in the Chantilly Marriott, and there isn't a walled compound around that Marriott. Actually, what's shocking to me, I was there with Alex Jones on the Bullhorn outside the windows of the Chantilly Marriott, and why the Bilderbergers have they've returned several times to this hotel, which is very easily accessible. And it's real easy to shout into the windows with a bullhorn. I did it for 3 days. We'll talk about that right after this break.
Gotta keep my eyes from the circling skies. Tongue tied and twisted, just an earthbound distance.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way. And what I live for is a chance to change and be everything I can be.
We're back, folks. Oh, geez. Sorry to do that to you. My goodness, I turned my gain way up to the sorry engineer. Hey, we've got one segment left here, just a couple minutes. And Tom was just mentioning the Bilderberg Conference, which is occurring at the Marriott Chantilly. And I just, you know, Google mapped did an Earth view. I was there in 2008. Alex Jones was there. We were there with bullhorns. And they're actually, I can't believe that the Bilderbergers are there, because it's so open to the public, this Chantilly Marriott. I'm looking at the two main points at which we stood and bullhorned the people in there, Madeleine Albright, David Rockefeller. This is the only time I've ever seen Madeleine Albright several times, and David Rockefeller and Ben Bernanke and the whole crowd of them. They went right by us. There's one entrance. They kept coming in and out of just one entrance. The road is only about 20 feet wide. They went down to the hotel on one road, 20 feet wide. They came back out on the other way on another 20-foot road. We were allowed by the sheriffs of what's the county, George? Fairfax. The Fairfax County sheriffs allowed us to bullhorn these people. We were only like less than 10 feet away from their faces as they went by us in their cars, you know, just turning very slowly. I mean, it was unbelievably gratifying. And then when in their main meeting room, their main hall, we were only, I'm looking at the scale here, we were only less than 75 feet away from them in their meeting with our bullhorns. For 3 days, we were bullhorning them. We wrecked that conference. I said to myself after that, Jones bullhorned them, I bullhorned them. I said, they'll never come back here. We wrecked this Bilderberg conference. They'll never dream of coming back here. What a mistake. They should have been on a mountaintop, you know, in some European resort. Nope. They're back. And I hope that the bullhorners are back also wrecking this conference. But we had employees come out from the Chantilly Marriott and saying, man, in the meeting hall there, we could really hear you guys. You're wrecking this conference. And, you know, this was employees who told us this. Madeleine Albright got so mad. We were bullhorning into the conference. Oh, Madeleine. We were taunting her. And she got so pissed that she actually burned rubber. She was one of the few VIPs that actually drove her own car. She drove her own car down the road. Then we were bullhorning her. I can see right now we were only a couple hundred feet away from her, easily audible to her as we shouted out, "Oh, Madeleine!" in the bullhorns. She burned rubber coming out. She was so pissed. Hey, we've run out of time, but we'll see you tomorrow.
Sunday,
3 hours. We'll be able to see you.
Stop believing.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's APPSAPART.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.